a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Last night I ventured out of Ocean Grove and I went to Bowen Heads.
Congratulations.
I know, on a Sunday night. Can you believe it? Went to the Bowen Heads Hotel.
Nice. Oh, incognito. You've been banned from there for a long time. Your photo is behind the bar. I've seen it.
It's one of the first things he told me when I started on the show.
Yeah.
Don't ever go for lunch or dinner with Log at the Bowen Heads Hotel.
No, I'm fine and I've been there since. And by the way, a lot of people have done things at the Bowen Heads Hotel.
Also banned.
Yeah. What happens there stays there.
Okay.
But last night, we made the trek over the bridge and we went there because these guys were playing. Now, Lingy's got a twisty eyebrow.
A very blank look on
my
face.
You don't know who that is?
No.
It's Jet.
Is it?
No. It's Grinspoon.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, and it was epic. Like, it was so fun and so good. But this is what I was thinking, right? And because, I haven't been to many gigs. Also, my anxiety's really ramped up the last couple of years and it's stolen my ability to have fun at gigs, which is really sucky, right? Because, now it's I have to have earplugs in and if people, are pushing me a lot, I get really overwhelmed and I'm just I struggle. So I've stopped going. I know.
What a whole lot of fun.
Seriously,
you've been
I'm just the most fun in the world. And bless Jimmy because he's we'll stand over here so you're not in the way. Bless him, bless him, love him. But last night, because I was at a gig that was mainly millennials, different vibe, okay? So there wasn't a lot of pushing and shoving.
Right. Who's doing the pushing and shoving? Is it the older crap Gen X or is it the
Z? No, I reckon, look, not everyone's great. Okay, but I reckon maybe Gen Z is a bit more like rock up towards the end of the gig and push all the way through.
Yeah.
But, we've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there. But now as millennials, right, we've been those people at gigs. So now it's we want our space. Mm. We want to be able to hold our two drinks and not have them spill, when people push through. Sure. There was a lot of, there was a lot of this. Oh, sorry, excuse me, I'm just getting through to my friends. And I was like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
There was also a lot of people coming through with maybe four beers.
Yeah.
And I was like, mate, which way are you going? This way? Oh, watch out.
Oh, you're marshalling.
Everyone else is marshalling that person so they can get their drinks through.
Yeah, nice.
Someone got some beers for their mates. Then their other mates were like, no, I don't want one. So he turned around. He's like, oh, do you want this beer? And I was like, oh, I don't. But Jimmy's like, oh, serious? Oh, what? Really? He took the beer. Free beers at a gig?
Wow.
Millennials are the best people to gig with.
Yeah.
We understand respect, noise restraints.
There it is. You used the word we.
Yeah.
You're not a millennial.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. No, you're not.
Gen Y.
Yeah. What do you think I am? Gen Z? Oh, stop it.
No, Gen X.
Nah,
Gen X doesn't exist anymore. It's a weird...
I thought you were almost borderline baby boomer Gen X sort of thing.
Excuse me, mate. Excuse me.
You're not
the
a
sun
millennial.
Has not done well for your skin complexion. Do not come at me I have been carded recently, okay?
Carded?
What? Yeah. I've been asked for my ID.
Oh.
Okay, recently.
Yeah.
So,
by the police while she was driving.
No, I didn't.
In an erratic fashion. Flipping the bird.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Am I seriously going to dub Dodds in?
Look, we can't force you, but we know, so... Because I saw it on social media.
Yeah, I know.
So I kind of feel like I know where you're going.
She self-dobbed. She explained it all on social.
All right, if she has self-dobbed, then I can add on and pile on. Mm-hmm. It was our wedding anniversary last week.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How many?
9 years.
Oh.
And I did a little pump up for myself. I did get a nice big bouquet of flowers and take them to her work.
You're learning. Beautiful. Hasn't he made so much progress in the time that he's been with us? That's clearly our influence.
Obviously.
And I embarrassed her, had all fun with her around all the work people. And, of course, she works at a place where there's lots of other parents in there with their kids all playing soccer and all that sort of stuff. So made a big fuss. I came through the door and it was great.
Beautiful. So
great fun. Her reaction was oh, yeah, that's right. It's our wedding anniversary. So she clearly forgot.
Wow.
Clearly forgot.
Priorities.
And then, because this is the morning, like this is, I get out of here, as you constantly point out, at 9:05
yeah. a.m. 8:57 sometimes.
Yep. Yeah. So this is the morning, which in my eyes, even if she did happen to forget, like got to get the kids off to school, got to get to work, everything like that, lots on her plate. It's cool. It's fine. You got the whole day to then make up for that.
Yeah.
So her way of making up for the fact that she forgot was to come home with two packs of pizza shapes.
Oh, that's love.
I mean, that's great.
Straight
that's
to
fine.
Your heart.
She
yeah.
knows. She knows you.
That's a standard grocery shop.
Yeah.
That's not some extra special, like hasn't been done forever sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's basically said, I won't bother with the rest of the grocery shop. I'll just get the pizza shapes.
Yeah. Do you now have to do the rest of the grocery shop?
Yes, of course I do. I'm like, okay, that's fine, that's fine. We got after school activities, everything like that. We're busy, you know, memory, everything like that. I'm like, oh, get the kids to bed. We'll sit down. We'll have a beautiful dinner. This will be magnificent. This will be, you know, we'll still be able to chat. Oh, remember that day, what a day it was. All that reminiscing. Oh, no. Once I got the kids to bed, it was, oh, by the way, I've booked to go out for dinner with three of my friends.
Oh, for your anniversary.
For my, our anniversary.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Was it somewhere nice?
Went to Club Chin Chin, the one at the footy ground. Yeah. Beautiful. Nice. I've never been there. You don't reckon I would have liked to have tried it out a bit, Log?
Oh, I bet she had the kingfish ceviche.
Oh, yeah. she got home and told me all about, oh, we've got to go back. Well, what about our anniversary? We could go there.
Perfect opportunity.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The girls, they've been in Brizzy this weekend seeing Carly's family, so I've been flying solo.
Yeah.
At home, well, Ruby and I.
Yeah, and bless.
And so on Saturday, I went up the highway and stayed with former co-host of mine, who's we're good mates now.
That we don't name.
Oh, we can. Buckle.
Yeah.
Josh Buckle. I'm still mates with him. And anyway, he's not in radio anymore. So it was good to catch up with him. And he used to dog sit for us. So I took Ruby with me.
Aww.
So she could have a play date with Murray.
Oh, that's nice.
That's so cute.
Josh's dog. And so we stayed there Saturday night.
Mm.
The festivities on Saturday during the day, we had to get there quite early.
Yeah.
Get to Footscray about 8 o'clock because we were going on a brewery tour. With, I mean, I guess I can say the brewery, yeah. Hop Nation, they're called.
Hop Nation.
Yeah, so nice. They're based in Footscray. They've got a brew house there that we've been to many times. But then they do their brewing in Mornington.
Oh, yeah.
And so the tour was, it was a 10th anniversary tour. And so they put us all on a bus. And
from Footscray to Mornington.
Yeah, drove us to Mornington, gave us a tour of their facilities, had lunch. And then we all got back on the bus and drove back to Footscray, and where they had a brewer's shout, and then we got picked up and taken home. It was lovely.
Wow. Any little refreshments on the bus?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's a long drive.
Yeah. Yeah. That's we were very well refreshed all day, put it that way. We were very well watered.
Yeah.
And there was water. You would have been so proud of me. Mm. I was drinking water. There was water on the table
Bless.
In Mornington.
Good
one,
boy.
One for one.
Who's got the time for that?
No, Thomas.
Josh. Lingy. I'm so used to saying Josh now from Saturday. Anyway, so the problem is as we were leaving to go to the brewery to get on the bus, we're like running late, and I realised when I left home that morning that I hadn't brought my lip balm. And
the number one thing every person needs before a beer tour.
Well, 33-degree day, I knew I was going to be out in the sun.
Yeah.
And when I get too much sun and wind on my lips, I get cold sores.
You do, you poor love.
So I have to pre-plan.
You got to balm up.
I have to balm up and SPF my lips so I don't get cold sores. And it's a pretty good system, unless, of course, you forget your lip balm and you leave that in Lara.
Every time you go out with Buckle, you forget something.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, I didn't take my wallet. That was
a good idea.
It was in the car driving there, and I said to Anne, his fiancée, I was like, I have got my wallet on me, and we all know that's a bad idea. Can you take it? And so she had it for
good,
the day.
Good.
Anyway, so we're like, oh, what do we do? Is there somewhere? Can we stop at a Woolies or a Coles, and I'll just run in and buy another lip balm?
So annoying when people are like that.
They live near Aldi, so we're like, all right, surely, Aldi's going to have lip balm.
Yeah.
Surely. I'm sure I've seen lip balm there before. So they pull up out the front.
You're the most annoying
friend. I run in and I go to the sort of the section where all the beauty stuff is and I'm looking and I can't see. And then I realise there's an empty slot where the the lip balm. There's a Nivea one.
Okay.
That seems like pretty standard. And I'm like, okay, well, what are the chances they're out of lip balm at the Aldi?
A lot of other people having wild carefree days.
Yeah. And then I looked next to that slot and I realised, oh, there is a lip balm section. But this, the problem is...
And they're waiting in the car for
This is excruciating.
Yeah. They're double packs, so Josh can have one as well, and we'll have a lip balm each.
Yeah.
My choices were...
Okay.
Vanilla, strawberry or watermelon.
Okay.
I went watermelon. It seemed the least offensive.
No.
Let's go strawberry.
Strawberry.
Strawberry?
Every time.
Really?
Yeah. Every time.
I went watermelon. Seemed the
silly.
Least offensive.
I don't like that.
Mm. And so then for the rest of the day, he and I had our lip smackers, our watermelon lip smackers, just reapplying.
Did it have a tint to it or was it just?
I don't know, actually. I didn't
sparkle.
Yes, some glitter through it. Yeah. But yeah, so I spent a day at a brewery doing a tour with like several men with very impressive beards.
Yeah.
And one guy that looked like Dave Grohl, actually. And, and we were there with our little watermelon lip smackers.
Beautiful.
Our craft.
Wild man.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Look who's arrived in the studio.
Oh, Wayne's here.
Wayne Kerr, nice to meet you.
Oh, lovely to see you.
Didn't expect to see you around this festive period, but it seems that you've been living at Tom's house.
Understand that when you call me that, you're more calling Carlia that, my wife, because she's the one that's led the charge and I am supporting her.
No, you're throwing semantics now to try and get it. Oh, my grandmother's tree.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're calling Carlia. No.
Didn't he play the grandmother's tree?
Straight up.
It was beautiful. What a tradition. But
stop it.
Sorry,
stop
mate.
It.
Two Christmas trees in one house. It don't work.
It don't work at all. Once again, you're not Di Maru.
All right. Again, great reference.
Thank you.
Maddie from Geelong West, two trees in the one house. Are you pro or anti?
I am 100% pro. So with you, Tom.
Maddie.
All right. What's your setup? Tell us about it.
So at my mum's house, we have two trees. We have a really big traditional tree, and then we have the crazy fun tree.
Yeah.
So the crazy fun tree literally looks like you've got the box of the Outcast Christmas decorations that just gets thrown on the tree.
Yeah.
And then the traditional one is like really elegant, color coordinated, strategically placed, like baubles and everything.
That's what we got too. Yeah.
So where are they in your house?
We have one in the family room and then one in the living room.
There you go. That's what we've got as well. Yeah. Mm. All right, Maddie.
Yep.
Birds of a feather. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. let's go on to Pauline and Karai. Pauline, do you have two trees?
I am 100% with you, Tom.
Yes.
I have got two trees. One is the traditional inside decorated to... set the scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we've also got every year my husband's done the real tree with the pokey sticks to smell nice.
Yeah, so you've got a plastic and you've got a real one.
You know there's like air freshener stuff you can get instead.
There's nothing beats a real Christmas tree at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Nothing beats getting hives inside.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I reckon.
Oh, wow.
That's
great.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Pauline. Rachel from Highton is on the line. Please, Rach, tell us you're going to bring a little bit of sensibility to this conversation.
Not at all. I do have two Christmas trees.
Explain them.
So because I'm in Highton, lots of houses have split levels.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people. And I've also got we're just over a year old now. So we have one Christmas tree, which is our old Christmas tree in the playroom, which has got all like baby, sensible, soft plastic baubles.
Yeah.
And then we've got a big one in our living room, which is downstairs.
Mate, this is such a great setup, and I can't believe that we've sort of stumbled into something. Have you done this multiple years? Rach?
No. So we've always had one Christmas tree. Yep. And then this year we got a second Christmas tree because we pretty much only spent our time in the main living area. But now we've got the playroom upstairs. We spend probably about 50-50.
Yeah.
So we wanted to bring Christmas cheer to both areas.
Beautiful.
Have you also been a little bit depressed about the world at the moment, Rach? You've just decided that this year's not it and fairy lights are going to make everything better?
I mean... Yeah. I think the first weekend of November. I'm pretty sure Halloween was over, and I thought, yep, this is time.
Oh, mate, we need to hang out. That is, we are on the exact same wavelength in 2024. Brilliant. Beautifully handled by you.
Aaron from St. Albans Park, you're going to wrap this up for us. Now, is Tom a Wayne Kerr for having two Christmas trees in his house?
No, he's a Wayne Cole.
Wayne Cook. Oh,
not a thing.
Hey, there we go.
There's no such thing.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.